The average person will say, how do I afford to go on vacation? My thinking is, how do I get paid to go on vacation? The person who has wealth higher on the value will ask, how do I get paid to do something? And the person down at the bottom will say, how can I afford to do something? The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. The quality of the questions are determined by the hierarchy of your values. The hierarchy of values determine how you filter the world and how you perceive the world and ask questions about the world and act upon the world. So when I went to chiropractic college, instead of having all the debt, I learned that if I teach what I'm studying, I learn it faster. And so what I did is I started teaching the classes I was taking and teaching them for the next semester and teaching my way through school so I would get paid to go to school. In other words, I was getting paid to go to college. I was making between $150 and sometimes $350 a night going to college, so I didn't have any debt. I was getting paid to go. So if it's higher on your value, you figure out how to receive and appreciate in value. Whatever you're doing is going to go up in value. If not, it's going to go down in value. So the question that I ask you now is, what could be a cause in your life that could take you, just like this gentleman, to go get his family for $1 million? What is the cause that you want to dedicate to? Because the greater your cause, the greater your wealth. The greater your cause, the greater your wealth. I want you to write that. The greater your cause, the greater your wealth. Let me put it in a slightly different angle, because I'm going to keep pounding this idea across here for a minute. If I come up to you and said, look, I need to borrow some money. I'm behind on my bills, and my kids are getting ready to go to college, and I didn't plan enough for it. And anyway, I just want to know if I could borrow some money from you to help pay for the college fund for the kids. Well, your first response is like, well, you know, I've got kids too, so no, thank you. I'm not interested in paying for you because you didn't manage your money wisely. Would you agree? How many would immediately say, no, you'd have excuses why you wouldn't want to do it. But if I came to you and I said, two months ago, one of the children in our community who lived in our suburbs was walking across a busy intersection over to the playground on the other side. And as the child walked across the street, it was run over, killed. And I don't know about you, but I have two or three children there in that age group. And we've counted, and there's 190 children in that age group right in this suburb alone. And we realize that if they walk across that busy street and not look, they could die too. So what I've decided to do is there's one vacant lot in our suburb that has not been bought out yet. And it's on this side of the highway. And what I've done is I've put every dollar I have in my savings into this fund to buy this out and build a park so the kids don't have to go across the street, so we can have swings and we can have playground on this side of the street, just to make sure our kids don't get killed. We have no idea if you'd like to join us and help on this, but we've seed funded it. Whether it be a dollar or 10 or 100 or whatever you'd like, we would appreciate anything you can for the sake of our children. And now, how many would probably pull into their pockets and probably grab something there and contribute? Why? Because there's a cause bigger than me. The bigger the cause, the more you and others will contribute to building wealth for it. So this is a deep contemplative thought. What is your cause? What are you going to contribute your monies to building? Is it going to be simply for your retirement? That's a small cause. Is it just for comfort? That's a small cause. Is it going to be to build a new institution? I had a lady in Houston, Texas, who is a financial broker, a very successful financial broker. She was averaging at the time, she was in her 20s, and she was averaging at the time between $6,000 and $7,000 take-home net per day. Net, from all her work. I started working with her. She started using me as a mentor and a mastermind partner to try to help her build, and she built her wealth up to where it was averaging between $14,000 and $17,000 a day take-home as a broker. Then she hit this plateau. She couldn't get anywhere. Just hit this plateau for probably a year and a half to 2 years. Nothing, just seemed like the same income, the same thing. She said, I'm sitting in a plateau. You got any ideas or suggestions? And I said, yeah, I got a question for you. If you were to die tomorrow and you had 24 hours to live, what's incomplete in your life? And somehow it just choked her up and she got a tear in the eye and she said something about my mother. And I said, what is it about your mother? She says, I feel like she literally dedicated her life for my cause, for me. And I haven't contributed back to her as much as I'd like. I said, what do you want to do? And she started crying. She said, her mother worked two jobs just so she could go to college, so she could end up having a life that's fulfilling financially today. So what do you want to do? She says, I feel like all the things that she wanted to do, she never got to do. I'd like to do something back. I said, what is that? She says, one of the things she always loved is fine arts, musicals, plays, the opera, the symphony, performing arts. And she never got a chance to even go and do some of those things. I said, what would you love to do? She started crying. She says, I'd like to build a performing arts center in Houston, Texas for her. Just came out of her heart. The lady had a lot of wealthy clients. She'd already accumulated a few million dollars as it was. She went down to the performing arts, the symphony, I believe it was, and started talking to the people and inspired them to the cause. And we have now in Houston, Texas, Wortham Theater because of that. Now, her income, once she got a cause, went to $32,000 and $34,000 a day income. She started hanging out with different people. She pushed herself to new levels because now she was on a race to try to get this thing built before her mother passed away. She had a cause. When the why is big enough, the house take care of themselves. When the why is big enough, the house take care of themselves. The more intense the why, the more powerful the wealth. What's the why? That's what you're asking yourself. That's a contemplation for yourself as a homework assignment tonight. What is your why? What is your reason for building wealth? If you don't have a big enough reason, you're going to get comfortable and plateau. So what's your reason? This lady has a foundation. In addition to that, she now has a foundation for children to inspire and educate children. Children's Foundation, called the Bunny Love Foundation. And she dresses up as a little bunny and she travels the world and she inspires young children to live their lives to the fullest and tries to help people live their dreams. Now, since she's added that on top of it, because she's already finished the theater, now she's gone on to another level, and she's pushed herself, and she's a very fortunate lady, and she's contributed to many other fortunes. If you help other people get where they want to get in life, you get where you want to get in life. Basic law. But what is the cause? If it's just to get comfortable, then that's exactly the second you get comfortable, you'll plateau. Are you with me on this? Let me thinking about their cause for a moment. I share one other story because this is important. These are crucial components of wealth building. I worked with a doctor, happened to be a chiropractor in Sudbury, Ontario. He was sitting there in his practice for 8 years, about the same income, the same income, the same income, every year the same number of patients, same income. He was just sitting there plateaued. He happened to come to my breakthrough experience program, got a new idea, got inspired about some things. He said, I want to grow and I want to go in my wealth some more. He got alive again. He was kind of dying, and he was gotten alive. He was comfortable. He had enough to retire, and he was comfortable. And I asked him the same question I asked that lovely lady. I said, if you had only 24 hours to live, what would you do?